DW News.
I am Nontokozo Mchunu with the news. A court in the UK has named the 17-year-old who was charged with 3 counts of murder and 10 of attempted murder for the stabbings at a Taylor Swift-inspired dance class. Liverpool Crown Court Judge Andrew Menere said Axel Rudakubana can be named even though he is not yet an adult because he turns 18 next week. Rudakubana appeared in the court over the murder of 3 young people and the attempted murder of 8 children and 2 adults who were gravely injured. Police have not commented on the motive for the attack in which a kitchen knife was used. Thousands have gathered in the Iranian capital for a funeral for Ismail Haniyeh, the leader of the Palestinian Party and militant group Hamas. He was also the chief negotiator in talks of reaching a ceasefire with Israel. 3 men accused of plotting the 9/11 terrorist attacks in the U.S. have agreed to plead guilty to avoid a possible death sentence. Among them is Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, whom the U.S. accuses of being one of the main architects of the attacks. The 3 men are being held at the U.S. military prison facility in Guantanamo Bay. You're listening to the news on Africa Link, brought to you by DW. The organizers of protests in Nigeria have ignored appeals by the government to stand down. Thousands went to the streets at the start of the 10-day nationwide protest action. Many of the organizers are young Nigerians who are frustrated by economic hardships. They have vowed days of rage. Health authorities in Africa say Mpox cases have spiked by 160% in the last year. They are also warning that the risk of the virus spreading is high because of a lack of effective treatments or vaccines on the continent. According to the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Mpox has so far been detected in 10 African countries. The Central African Republic confirmed an outbreak at the start of this week. And that brings you up to date. Thank you for tuning in. I am Nontokozo Mchunu.